Refuting Compromise, God and the Big Bang.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry is finishing a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, are you saying that God used the Big Bang to bring the universe into existence?
Well, certainly not, Mark. But I've heard many Christians say we can believe in the Big Bang as long as you say God was behind it. Now, here's the big problem I have. If you say God did create the universe using the Big Bang, then what God said he did in the Bible is not true. If you read Genesis chapter 1, it teaches that God made the earth first covered with water. The sun, moon, and stars weren't made until the fourth day of creation. Now, the Big Bang idea teaches that the sun came before the earth, and then the earth formed as a hot molten blob for millions of years until water formed. This is opposite to what God's word clearly states. So no, Christians can't add the Big Bang to the Bible. You know, Mark, sadly, when Christians tell people they can believe in the Big Bang, they're also in essence saying, but you don't have to take God at his word. Such compromise has undermined the authority of God's word in our Western nations.
Are you aware that God's word gives the full picture of human history? For some fascinating reading, get Ken Ham's free booklet called The Seven Seas of History. It's available through our attractive and well-trafficked website, AnswersRadio.com. Look for Ken Ham's free series of booklets at AnswersRadio.com.